You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
You're listening to CJLO News. A security company based in Montreal is profiting off of contracts with America's Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, ICE. GardaWorld is a security company located here in Montreal. It recently made $111 million U.S. in contracts with ICE across the border. At the same time, GardaWorld received a $300 million subsidy from the Quebec government, and federally, it has received over $100 million in government contracts. While receiving these investments from Canada, GardaWorld has successfully sought out contracts with ICE in the United States. They received an $8 million U.S. contract for work on the detention center in Florida known as Alligator Alcatraz, a place where Amnesty International has alleged human rights abuses. South of the border, raids from ICE are dominating the political landscape. ICE have killed 8 people in the United States in 2026 at the time of this report, with increasing additional reports of harassment, brutalization, and sexual assault. As families are broken up, citizens and non-citizens alike are detained, jailed, and deported without trial. Celeste Trianon is a local activist here in Montreal. She is raising awareness about GardaWorld's ties to ICE.
How is it that people here are actively working to enable what is happening down there, what's pretending on this side of the border, that we're somehow a good company rooted in local values and all that? It's disgusting. And it should be cause for concern for pretty much anyone in Montreal.
Trianon is particularly concerned about GardaWorld providing staff at Alligator Alcatraz.
Disgusting. It's disgusting that the same person that might be patrolling the local shopping mall or the local courthouse or the local, you know, just your local average business. How can this person's employer be the same people who are in turn employing literal, you know, the guardians of concentration camps down south?
For activists like Trianon, Canada's international reputation relies on this moment, which she sees as an opportunity for Canada to distance itself from the United States and its actions, both economically and morally.
In practice, it means taking drastic measures which we might never have considered a year ago or 10 years ago. These are measures which include prohibiting all arms trades with the U.S., prohibiting the use of Canadian, you know, any military equipment manufactured in Canada in the United States. That's been a demand of the pro-Palestine movement for the last few years. And it also applies when it comes to opposing ICE, because you don't know how it's going to be used.
Trianon is organizing a protest on Friday, February 13th, to bring attention to GardaWorld's involvement with ICE. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Minnis.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
Yahoo! You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
May the Force be with you.
Goodbye, old friend. May the Force be with you.
Tavern Tour is back. From February 12th to 14th, more than 100 artists from here and abroad will be taking over the bars on Avenue Montreal, Boulevard Saint-Laurent, and Rue Saint-Denis. See Proto Martyr, Cap Bambino, Christopher Owens, The Mystery Lights, Lydia Lunch and Mark Hurtado, Sean Nicholas Savage, Emma Becco, Vax, Camilla Sparks, and more. See the full program and get your tickets online at taverntour.ca, a Sirius XM presentation.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You talking to me?
Hello, hello, hello. Is everybody here?
Yeah.
Yes. CJLO 1690, it's the Electric Messiah radio show. Turn this up. Let's start from the beginning. We open the show with, what do we open with? Lamb of God.
Yeah.
The new song Into Oblivion from the album Into Oblivion. Then we played Adversary, the new single off of the upcoming Immolation album. And they're opening for, what we say, Behemoth?
Yeah.
Yeah, coming up. And then we played Baby Bird, the song Baby Bird by the band...
Whores.
That's right. That was going to be the name of this radio show, but I changed it to Electric Messiah. Whores. Yeah, yeah, Electric Whores. Yeah, that's us. Jay?
Good evening.
Aldo?
What's up?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. And let's introduce to the audience...
Special guest.
Special guest, Glued Mouth.
Hey, guys.
Hello, hello.
Hello, introduce yourselves.
Anthony, lead singer / former lead singer.
Yeah. Yep. We'll get into that in a second.
Yep.
Yeah.
Rod.
Yeah.
Music.
Everything is music.
Former music.
Former music. Wait, so you guys came out with an album on Halloween.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's it. Now it's done.
Well, it's going to keep going.
Yeah.
I think that's the plan.
It's going to keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just Rod wanted to focus more on doing shows. Okay. And right now, I'm fucking swamped.
You're swamped.
So, yeah. So I was just like, keep going without me. I'll stick around for like...
Yeah, yeah.
Everything else.
Other bands.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm already busy with Dumbass, obviously.
Yeah.
Jay's in as well.
Yeah, that's right.
So as much as I wanted to keep going and do
and
do
work
shows with
and
guys,
family and everything else. Yeah,
everything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Well, that's good. I'm glad you're busy.
Yeah, it's not so bad. It's a good problem to have, I guess.
Yeah.
And maybe if it opens up, I could come back in.
Yeah.
Unless the new singer does a fantastic job, which I hope he does.
Yeah, that still doesn't mean you can't come back.
Yeah, I can help around. Yeah,
hang around. Well, you know what? Let's just play a song. Let's play the first song off the album. Actually, let's play the second song. We've played Chartreuse a couple times on this show.
Oh, hell yeah. I thought you had a rule of only once.
Yeah, well... Yeah. No. Liars. Well, it's tough. It's not. No. Rules are meant to be broken.
that's the way.
That's the way. Let's play Cold Meal, which you just served me. What is this song about?
Okay.
It's one of his.
That song is about me being pissed off of my dad always giving me smashed potato.
Smashed potatoes?
Yeah.
That's what this song's about?
Pretty much.
Cold Meal, CJLO, 1690. CJLO 1690, the Electric Messiah radio show, every Thursday, 9 to 10, but in the for the next 4 months, it's 8 to 9. That's right. Sorry. So, wait. What was the sample in that song at the end?
It was a mix of Tupac and Fred Durst.
And what were they saying?
I won't have any cookies.
I won't have any cookies.
Yeah.
Have you lost your fucking mind?
I wasn't part of that creative decision. Yeah.
Oh, I like it. I love it. You got Fred Durst and Tupac on the song.
Yeah.
About anti-smashed potatoes from your dad.
Yep. Yeah, it was fun to get a feature from them. Yeah.
That's creative. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For free, too.
Yeah, for free. You hear that, Tupac? Let's play the last song on the album. Aldo, you have a story about this song, actually.
They got me. There's a siren at the end of the song, and I actually thought it was the cops. But it wasn't the cops. It was just the song at the end, and I freaked out, and my body was laughing. So that's the story.
All right.
Effective.
But really, what is this song about? Is it really? It's called Needles Everywhere.
Yeah, it's pretty much needles everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes, it's more like a
drug abuse, homelessness.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Needles Everywhere. Glued Mouth, Electric Messiah Radio. CJLO, 1690. Whoa, 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 whoa. That was dope. Needles everywhere, and then the cops showed up. Yeah. As they do.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. Depends what part of the city you live in. Yeah. And what color you are. Yeah. It's true.
It is.
All right. So where should we go from here? You know what? Let's play one of the songs that... let's play this band in... how do you pronounce it? Inferi?
Inferi, I guess.
I guess.
I don't know.
You just saw them?
We just...
where did we see them?
Last year. Maybe November.
No, too many shows.
Yeah. too far ago, man.
Yeah. Where... when did you hear this song? The song's called The Rapture of Dead Light by the band Inferi.
Yeah, I got just a Spotify notification because I like this band a lot. I've been following them for a while.
Right.
And I just noticed like they just released this, what, like 2 weeks ago, something like that?
Yeah, I think 2 weeks exactly.
And
Yeah. All right, let's check it out. This is The Rapture of Dead Light by Inferi on CGLO 1690.
Do the
CJLO 1690, everything up. No, 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 you can't have a second song. Inferi. I wish I knew how to pronounce that name. Let's turn you guys up.
I think you already did.
Yeah, all right. Let's see, what does this do?
This is Tristan from Mutilation Barbecue. You're listening to Electric Messiah Radio.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. When was that show? May 1st at Beanfield Theater.
Oh yeah.
It's Arch Spire and.
This is Tristan from Mutilation Barbecue.
Yeah, and Tristan from Mutilation Barbecue.
Sorry, who?
Just him. Oh,
just him.
This is Tristan from Mutilation Barbecue.
I think that's Tristan.
Yeah.
Wait, Harrison from Mutilation Barbecue.
Yeah, we got Harrison's on the show too. Yeah, wait, what else you got to say, Harrison?
This is Harrison from Mutilation Barbecue. Yeah. You're listening to Electric Messiah Radio.
Forget the rest. Who else do we got here?
Hey, this is Greg from Rat Piss. You're listening to Electric Messiah.
Yeah.
Dylan. Hey, buddy.
What?
Dylan from Full of Hell.
Do we have? Here he is, right here. Check this.
Yo, what's up? This is Dylan from Full of Hell, and you're listening to Electric Messiah Radio.
Yeah, that's right. Shit. Yeah. Hey, we even got
showing off all your Pokemon.
Yeah, we got the drummer also.
Yo, this is Dave Bland from Full of Hell and Jawhead Fertilizer. You're listening to Electric Messiah Radio.
Yeah, what up, son?
Yeah, it's like a shiny one.
Yeah. We got more, but we can do it later. How about this one? Wait.
Hey, it's Ian from Italian, and you're listening to Electric Messiah.
Of course.
Of course, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be any other way? No.
Obligatory.
Yeah, obligatory. well, that was fun. I never play those. What is this? Oh, yeah, the Cryptopsy Tour. May 28th, 7 p.m. at Fairmount Theater, 5240 Avenue Park. It's Cryptopsy, Necrot, Fulci, and who's the other band? I can't tell.
Something with
Blood,
I guess.
Yeah. A bunch of squiggly lines. Did you hear?
I don't remember.
I think Cryptopsy was playing a show last night somewhere in Europe, and the venue wanted 47% of the merch.
47.
Yeah. If I remember the number, someone check it out right now on Instagram. Go to Cryptopsy's Instagram and check for me.
That is big.
And I think they canceled the show. No, they just didn't sell any merch. They said, screw the venue, we're not selling any merch.
Yeah.
And
as they
should. Yeah, that's ridiculous, 47% markup. Have you guys ever had to give
merch
percentages to venues?
I think one venue wanted to,
so
but all
like
the bands kind of... No, it was a percentage too. I think they wanted for like 10%, if I remember correctly, but I think all the bands were like, nah.
No.
Nah.
And they said, okay.
Yeah, but we didn't sell that much merch anyways.
Right. Yeah. All right. So, well, while we're figuring that out, I want to play this new song by the Barbarians of California. Have you guys ever seen them before?
Barbarians of California.
I know you saw them. We were at that show, Matt. Let's do it right now. This is a Bomb to a Knife Fight. Have you heard it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've heard the song?
I know the band.
Yeah, but have you heard the new single? Here it is. Check it out.
In a tunnel of love, put a hat on. She's a lady in red, put a hat on. Take your ski mask off, put a hat on. Man, I don't care about your feelings, put a hat on. Put a hat on. If you ding dong dings, put a hat on. I'm a
fight!
That was fun.
Yeah.
You like that?
One.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that was Barbarians of California here on the Electric Messiah radio show.
Fantastic.
Where did we see them? I saw them open for the Idols, who opened for the Deftones at the Bell Center recently.
Mm-hmm.
Bought a brand new beer. Second later, it was all over me and three other people.
And, due to spillage or puke?
I tried to walk on the edge of the mosh pit, which is with a brand new $14 beer, and that's what you get. Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah,
20
yeah.
bucks, who cares? I deserved it, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
As soon as it happened, too, I just, yeah, I said, my fault. And then I proceeded to destroy everyone else's beer that I can find. Here, check this out.
I think you were just eating.
What the hell is this?
Toby?
Toby?
Toby.
Toby. You're listening to Electric Messiah Radio here on CJLO.
What?
Yeah. Do you not know what this is?
I thought you guys were doing a skit.
No.
I wasn't privy to.
No. Yeah. No. But you know what this is, right? Come on.
What?
Hey, Key.
Toby.
Toby?
Should I?
This is it, right? Is this just an extra long version of this?
Of what?
I don't know. I'm just confused.
Suspense is building, isn't it?
It sure is.
No, confusion is building.
Is this a song I requested?
No.
No?
Is that the song?
I can't believe this is the intro. Here, let's go. Let's just move it forward. I think this is...
Oh, this one.
It took a while to get into there, yeah. Now Rod can't breathe. He's laughing.
I didn't know there was an extended cut of that.
I had no clue. Yeah.
Bam.
I can't even hear it.
We did not do our research.
No research.
Before doing the cover.
Well, we tried.
Is that the video clip?
We just realized it's the video clip. We're watching a video on the radio, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, check it out.
That's why.
For that.
Now I feel bad.
Thanks for tuning in.
Now you feel bad.
Yeah. To Heavy Metal Radio.
Heavy Metal Radio.
Yeah.
Every Thursday, 8 to 9, CJLO. Yeah. But you guys did a cover of this song.
Yeah.
We did.
What?
We did.
Yeah. I know. Nelly did the cover. Let's play the original. People don't really know about this.
Yeah, it
was released last year, even though she released it like 15 years ago. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Cover of the 80s song?
Timelines and whatnot.
No, that's not the Hall & Oates, Maneater.
Yeah,
no, that's completely
we did a
different
version.
Song. Yeah. You did a gore grind version of that song?
Yeah.
Of the Hall & Oates Maneater song?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, and then and then Nelly Furtado stole that for her song.
Right, that's right.
Retroactively, yeah.
If you're on the road right now, I hope you pulled over so you could focus and understand what's going on, because we don't. But really, you guys did a cover of Nelly Furtado Maneater. Why?
Why not?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I love it.
That's the only reason.
I love it.
I was like, wait a second, what?
Yeah.
Now,
I think we were done with the album, and we just wanted to do something.
Yeah.
We wanted to do a cover.
Right.
Yeah. We wanted to make, like, something special for you for today.
It was special.
Yeah. Out of left field.
I can't get enough of it. It sounds like a black metal-ish type of death metal-ish. I mean, there's an organ in there, right?
There is. Yeah. There I was very pleased when I realized that he put that in there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some chorus, too.
Well, let's check it out.
I got a question.
If that
one is the one that you did, which ones didn't make the cut when you were deciding?
I think there was a Katy Perry one that I wasn't sold on.
Yeah, there
that
was like,
he proposed.
I Kissed a Girl, or maybe we were thinking to Live in La Vida Loca.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would have been crazy.
Yeah.
You guys should do a whole album of covers. Do like 8 songs or something, or do an EP
I'd
of
be,
covers.
I'd be
either
down.
Those or a Kesha song.
Yeah, include the Kesha song. Yeah, okay.
You got a girl. I got love for girly pop. Shut up.
Yeah. All right, let's try this out. This is Maneater by Glued Mouth here on CJLO 1690.
Oh.
Tavern Tour is back from February.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You talking to me?
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
Don't laugh! This ain't reality TV!
The Fuck Off Festival is back for its 12th edition in Quebec City from February 13th to the 21st. Presented by SiriusXM, this major celebration of merging and alternative music will light up the capital with nearly 100 artists. Come discover your next favorite act, including Gaube, Afternoon Bike Ride, Mess, and Wizard. Full details at fuckoff.com. That is PHOQUEOFF.com.
CJLO. This is what you were talking about, right?
Also a banger.
Also a man-eater.
Yep.
And a banger.
And a banger, yeah, that's right, yeah. All right. Let's not get carried away here.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do that.
We could.
Let's play. Nope. Let's play. Let's play another Glued Mouse song.
Sure.
Oh, she's the people in the other room got mad that I turned that down. So, here we go. This is Man Eater by.
I thought I got mad because you mentioned Glued Mouth.
Yeah, we have to play.
Maybe that too.
Next up, Glued Mouth. No.
No. Here you go. Check this out.
Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes.
CJLO 1690. Whoa. What was it?
No fucks were given.
Yeah, no fucks given. That's P-H-O-Q-U-E. Well, that was fun. Hey, Matt, come over here. Go to one of these microphones right now. Since you've been sitting so polite over there, we're going to play a Screaming Steel song. Just for everybody, we're here with Matt, the singer of Screaming
Hello.
Steel. Hello. Hi.
I was just going to say present him.
Bro. Yeah, yeah. we're here with Matt, everybody. Okay, Aldo? Yeah. Do you really love MILFs?
Of course.
Of course. Can you talk to us about this song, Slaughtered Cow on the Hook, for a second?
Yeah, of course. So basically, we're just like brainstorming song ideas, me and the band. And then basically, my friend was hanging from like a pole. He just like grabbed it and he was hanging. He's like, I look like a cow on a hook. And we're like, Slaughtered Cow on the Hook. Boom, that's the song.
And here it is on CJLO 1690. That's how it happens. Well, that was fun. That was heavy, huh?
That was nasty.
My God.
Time is flying.
Yeah, time is flying. Damn. We have about 2 minutes left. So, this has been another one of those shows. My favorite types of shows. All right, we can get one more in here. How about self-medicate?
You guys have any shows coming up?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, you're looking for a singer?
Yeah. I think we may have found one.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
But it's not, like, confirmed right yet. But it looks good now.
You think we should play self-medicated?
Yeah, why not?
The song?
35, we got the time.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's just go quick. Here it is. Self-medicated. Glued mouth. All right. CJ Lowe. That's all the time. Hey.
1, 2, 3.
That's all the time we have for today. Join us next Thursday here on CJLO 1690, the Electric Messiah radio show. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Bye.